Welcome, listeners and viewers. I am Gerald Geo Gibson, founder and executive director of Operation Making a Change.
I'm Dr. Obini Elamine, co-founder of Project Ricochet and host of The Ricochet Effect, a podcast about community leadership and the impact of local action. What you're about to hear was recorded live at the 2025 Central Kentucky Black Family Conference.
This year, the iChampion Health Initiative and Project Ricochet teamed up for something special, a joint series of community interviews we're calling the Talking Drum. The name comes from the West African tradition of using drums to share messages across villages, passing along important stories and bringing people together.
These conversations were led by Mr. Geo and Terry Dumford from the Voyage Movement and also the Ricochet Effect podcast as a co-host. Now, let's take a moment to listen and celebrate what makes our community strong.
Man, this has been a beautiful Black Family Conference. Today, we've had a lot of different people come in to interview with us. And it's been truly remarkable. Right now, I have two amazing ladies with me right now, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name's Jeanette Hart. I'm the Quality Services Manager at Lexington Fayette County Health Department, and thank you for having me.
My name's Dr. Margaret McLadry, and I'm an Assistant Professor in the UK College of Public Health, and thank you for having both of us to talk about our LexChip partnership.
Awesome, ladies. So tell me a little bit about why you guys thought it was important to be at this conference.
So we want to get the word out. We love to partner. We love to cross-collaborate. We are a resource-rich city with access gaps, and absolutely, we thought that coming to this conference would just help promote public health and then also recruit some partners to the important work that we're doing, which is the Community Health Improvement Plan. It's a five-year plan that the Lexington Fayette County Health Department has to put out every 5 years. We just launched in February, and just getting the word out about that and helping shape our activities for the next 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome. You?
Yeah. So in addition to everything that Jeanette said, we also have learned so much from our presentation around what resources are needed, what strategies would be helpful, and also making some great connections, right? And being able to talk about what is needed. We shared in the room some resources that were on the Behavioral Health Resource Directory that my students created, more than 400 resources related to behavioral health in Lexington Fayette County Health Department, or Lexington Fayette County as a community. So nobody needs to, as a system navigator, as a helper, needs to go keep track of all that ever-changing resource environment. We've got students keeping track of that to help with the health department's efforts. So if you need something, you go to that directory, you come and join our group, and you're going to find a resourceful team of folks who are helping people navigate this complicated system. Like Jeanette said, we got those resources, but we've got issues around making sure that we have equitable access, especially around transportation issues.
That is amazing. How do you get access to the resource list?
So you could go on lfchd.org and go to the About Me or About Us, and it's a drop down. Find LexChip, and it's there.
Man, that is a lot of what we've been trying to do as a community, too, as a collective, bringing those community partners, those organizations, and what they do under one hub, one drop down where you don't have to search. So I'm glad to hear that people are moving in that same vein, in that spirit, and understanding why that's so important. You mentioned doing a five-year plan for the community, right? What does community mean to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think it's all of us coming together, engaging, and uplifting each other.
Absolutely.
I think it's being resourceful on behalf of not just your own family, your own needs, your own best interests, but for the well-being and flourishing of our whole community. Seeing those gaps and being like, how can I be a connector, right? That's what connection, community, belonging are all synonyms for me.
I agree. It's been an eye-opening day. It's been a lot of different people come in from different sectors in our community, right? Different worlds. I like to say it's different worlds in our one world. Like, you know, it's different cities within the city. Can you guys give me an example of what healing looks like for our people?
So I think that it's not reinventing the wheel. And I think it's, again, working together. So right now, public health is such a broad topic, and healing the community means that we also have to understand what each other are doing so that we don't duplicate efforts. I've recently partnered with Fayette County Public Schools to do their a family planning initiative because we're public health and I can help do a piece of that so they don't have to do it on their own. And then likewise, there are other community partners that are like, hey, you don't have to reinvent that wheel. We can help with that piece. Dale comes to mind in terms of financial literacy. We want to, we have four priority areas: access to health, financial stability, knowledge empowerment, and access to and mental well-being. So what are our partners out there that can help us heal that community through those efforts?
And for me, it really is, in addition to everything Jeanette said, copy-paste, right? Like copy-paste, all that. It's also thinking about how we are inviting people into our places where we're providing help, right? And to reduce the stigma around asking for help and treating people who are coming to us seeking help as guests with that radical hospitality and not this kind of stigmatizing attitude of why can't you pull yourself up by your bootstraps? No, we all need help at different points and different times. Living in this time and place and in our community, given, like we always say with our Photo Voice initiative, the view from my front door is different than the view from your front door. We gotta listen, we gotta learn, we gotta go into each other's spaces and really have that kind of understanding so that we don't see like people providing help and people seeking help as two different kinds of people. It's we're all wearing all of those hats, and we gotta be able to take and give at different points when we need it without that stigma around like you gotta be independent. No, we're all interdependent.
Yes, this is a very refreshing conversation for me because these conversations need to be had. People who are in these positions, they need to be kind of trained on how to do that. Because sometimes it's culture, sometimes it's a lot of different dynamics that make someone look through that paradigm, right? And then you spoke about duplicating services. We have a lot of issues with that, especially for those on the grassroots level. They're just trying to do the right thing or just trying to help, but it's like, okay, someone's already doing that. Can you pivot to do something else? Even if it's something that you feel like is your passion, or not necessarily do something else, just connect with them, right? And that is going to give us an opportunity to be able to consolidate resources and not have them spread out. So this is a great conversation. You two ladies seem like y'all servants in the community. Y'all always seem like you're accessible to be helping others, right? So my question to you is, how do you care for yourself while you're showing up for others?
I think that's a really challenging one. Growing up in a Mexican household, you put yourself last. And I think one of the things that I do to care for myself is being around my family and then also using them almost as my strategic board, where we sit down at family dinners because those are times that we have for ourselves and we make that time to be like, this was what my day looked like. Whether it's positive or negative, but we all have a chance to go around the table and talk. And that's something that we've done, since I was young, and it's still something that we continue to do. And that's very helpful.
Yes, to be able to just put it on the table
and eat together and cry together and laugh together.
And is that cultural or is that just in your family?
I think that's cultural.
Really?
I see that in other Hispanic families, but it's a tradition that we've definitely kept, alive.
So how do you take care of you? What's your self-care regimen?
Yeah. So I think similar to Jeanette, I lean into like my family values, my family history. My parents were the music ministers of my church growing up. So being in the church, being in that kind of rhythm of Wednesday night fellowship, Sunday morning worship, and also being part of the choir. They're the music ministers. So I'm part of Kentucky Bach Choir and member of First Presbyterian Church. So that rhythm and that anchoring in the values of service and love and compassion that you have in a faith community keeps me grounded in the craziness of academia, all that competitiveness, all that like, independent, No. I need to stay exactly. And speaking of connection, I should have mentioned this before. It really is also doing this kind of teamwork, right? That none of this is, there is no like single person who's taking it. We have to, like Jeanette was saying, lean on each other and promote each other and be able to, before we say like, oh, I need to do this, is there someone else that I can partner with and help out, right? And so in that spirit, hear it. We have a learning collaborative. We just got started. Every month, people who think about themselves as helpers, who are helping people navigate all these complex systems, get together from all across Kentucky, share resources, and talk about how do we actually provide help in ways that aren't putting it on the folks who are coming to us to solve their own problems as if they aren't our problems, too. So it's called Navigators of the Commonwealth. We get together the last Wednesday of every month, and we'd love to have folks join us. If you'd like to be a part of Navigators of the Commonwealth, you just email me, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, MCGLADREY@UKY.edu, or find me on the College of Public Health website. Just shoot me a note and we'll get you added to that listserv and share those resources with you. Because again, I think this is a team sport. That's my self-care, is to stay true to my values by working with folks who share those values like Jeanette.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely be sending you an email. Any chance we can get a quick solo from Quad? I'm just playing.
Don't even start it, because I've threatened to do karaoke with this girl before.
What?
Yeah.
When is karaoke?
No.
Yeah, I need to see this. Thank you, ladies, for your time. I know y'all was a little hesitant in coming in here. Everybody is. It's kind of out of your comfort zone, but you ladies have been doing great. What advice would y'all give to the youth? Just period. What's some advice you would give to some youth right now?
I think be brave. Knock on doors. Don't be afraid if a door closes, because there's other doors that can open, and things take time. So just be patient with yourself and whatever that journey is for you.
I love it.
Absolutely. And along with being brave, being bold, the word courage comes to mind, because it means literally take heart, right? So we all think we got to navigate this with our head, like what's best from, the checklist and keeping up with the Joneses and all the things I'm supposed to accomplish at different points as a young person. You stay true to your heart, right? What makes you feel the love and feel the connection to your community and the people around you? And and maybe it's not people, it's animals, it's taking care of our Mother Earth. It's all of those things. Tap into that heart passion, because that's what's going to keep you going and keep you anchored.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it here live, man. This has been an amazing interview. Thank you, ladies, for your time, like I said. And we're out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.
Bye.
It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect. It's the Ricochet Effect. Ricochet Effect.